family radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. It's a great joy to come before you this morning with our Be a Light broadcast. Thank God for you tuning in today on this wonderful day that the Lord's given us. We ask that you pray for us this morning. We'll do that. That will be pleasing to the Lord. And I believe we've got a great program set for you this morning. And you pray for us as we have a word of prayer in just a moment. And we'll read the scripture and share that that the Lord has laid upon our heart. We've got a couple of wonderful songs picked out as well this morning. Let us pray this morning to open up the program. First of all, let me say, if you don't have a church family, we would love to have you visit with us here at Community, located at 4014 Hyde Mill Road, off of Oconee Highway above the East Hall Stadium. So it's pretty easy to find. We love you this morning. We'd love to have you come join with us in Sunday School Hour, 10 o'clock, worship service, 11, or if your church doesn't have church services on Sunday nights or Wednesday, we're here at 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights, first, third, and fifth Sunday nights at 6. Look for our fifth Sunday night singings along, and we announce those as we can. So be much in prayer for the service this morning. Let us go to the Lord in word of prayer. Our kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you have, Lord, bestowed upon us to call out to you one more time. And God, I pray, Heavenly Father, God, you'd help us to, Lord, do our part this morning, that God, we would just give you the honor and glory and praise for everything in our life today. God, because nothing would be possible, Lord, without your kind, loving, and merciful grace upon us today. Lord, I pray, God, that you anoint our lips and revelate our minds and hearts in the heavenly places. God, that we can look into your word today and say and do that that would be pleasing unto you. God, go with us, Lord. If there be someone that's tuned in today, Lord, that doesn't know you, Lord, as their Savior, God, I pray, Lord, that today would be the wonderful day, God, that they would find you, Lord, as their Savior. God, go with us now. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in all that we do. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll play our first song for you this morning to open up the program. A wonderful song by the Cathedrals. So listen as they sing for us, I Can See the Hand. May God bless the singing this morning.
When I look at the moon and stars in the sky,
I can see the hand of the Father.
In the valley so deep and river so wide,
I can see the hand of the Father.
I can see the hand.
Thundering rain and whispering breeze,
I can hear the voice of the Father.
I can see the hand
when I look around me.
I can hear the voice.
Oh,
the Father in the snow that falls on a cold winter's night. I can feel the touch of the Father. I can see the hand.
When I look around me, I can hear the voice. I can feel the mighty touch of the Father's love.
Everywhere I go.
Thank God for that good song today, and I hope you got a blessing from that. Cathedrals always bless our heart, and all the time that they, I guess since I've been alive, I've heard the cathedrals sing, and I really appreciate it. We got a song that we're going to close out with the program by the Inspirations, another group that I love. But I tell you, there's not many Southern Gospel groups that I don't love. I guess I love all of them and love to hear the good singing. These are some of my favorite groups this morning. Turn with us, if you have your Bibles, very familiar scripture today in the book of Ephesians. I guess if you've been around church at all, any length of time, you've read this or had the opportunity to hear it preached. And I don't know what we'll do with it this morning, but we'll just read starting in Ephesians about, I guess we'll skip down to about verse 10 and open up with that verse, and then we'll probably read the remaining part of the chapter. So bear with us just a moment as we read this. May read it and then speak on it, or may stop during it. But it's however the Lord leads this morning. We want His will to be done. I want to be a willing servant of the Lord today that He can use for His honor and glory. In verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6 reads like this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Boy, you could take that one verse right there and just preach on it just about all day. Being strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Boy, it takes a lot to be strong in the Lord. We've got to, first of all, crucify the flesh. That we might put God first, we might depend upon Him, we might love the name of Christ today and be led by the holy leadership of God, that His will would be done in our lives. And if we realize that His will is done in our life, we can be strong in the Lord. Now let's look at verse number 11, and we're strong in the Lord. This is what we need to do. We need to become those warriors that fight the battle out here. Each and every one of us today have got a battle that we must fight, to fight against the fiery darts of Satan that he throws at us from time to time. Verse 11 reads like this, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we just have made mention of that. The devil, he's no respecter of persons when it comes to temptations and all the things that he does to try to break us down, to try to tarnish our relationship with God this morning. Hey, we need to put on the armor of God. That we need to get totally, completely suited up because the devil will hit us when we least expect it. He'll come by like a mighty lion seeking whom he might devour. Hey, it doesn't matter with him if you're a preacher or a deacon, a preacher's wife, deacon's wife, a lay member, whatever your status is as a Christian. If the devil can get you down, he can tarnish that relationship between you and God. He'll do it. So we need to put on that whole armor of God that we might fight against the wiles of Satan. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And I've had a lot of people come to me and say, Brother Doug, what, you know, when I've kind of reached my end, when I've reached my limit, what do I do? And you have to tell them every time to just keep on standing. Now I thought about in a place in the Bible with, you know, when we turn one cheek, what we need to do, just turn the other cheek. And, I asked that to an old preacher that, was one of my mentors one time. I said, hey, what do we do when we run out of cheeks? He said, hey, you just keep on standing. You just keep on being strong. You just keep on holding on to the Lord. And that has proven to be true, what the old man of God told me years ago, when we've done all to stand, just keep standing. How do we do that? We put on the whole armor of God, because the things that we fight against in flesh and blood, and all the powers of darkness and principalities of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Hey, that's a lot that we're challenged to face, isn't it? We can't face it alone. We can't stand alone this morning, but we need to stand on the authority of God's word. How do we do that? We suit up with the whole armor of God. Let's look at verse number 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hey, we've got to be suited up from our head to our toes, and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And hey, they come at us right and left, front, behind, up and down. Every way that we turn, the old Satan, boy, he throws those fiery darts at us. Verse number 17, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hey, we've got a lot of resources with the Lord today, and how do we tap into those resources? We do that with prayer and fasting and supplications and unto the Spirit of God. We got to watch and wait with the Bible said here, with perseverance and supplication for all saints. Sometimes the way gets rough, I realize that. Sometimes the way gets hard, I realize that. like I said earlier, we can't walk alone. We've got to keep Christ first and foremost in our life. As the Bible tells us here, let's look at number 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Titus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. And these last three or four verses here is the kind of sums it up, the conclusion here of what needs to take place, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren in love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. And this is the writer here speaking his heart and what he knows to do. We all know this morning, as Paul has given us instructions here, what the church needs to do, what the body of Christ needs to do, what us as individuals need to do today. Paul laid it all out here on the line, and we've got to walk by faith, not by sight, today, because hey, the devil, he'll put obstacles before us. He'll try to blind our eyes. We've got to hold fast unto God today, that we might follow his leadership, and we might follow that Spirit of God. And I don't have to tell you this morning, if you're a born again child of God, how to follow that leadership of God. You know how to do that this morning. You know how to follow that. But sometimes we have to be reminded what it takes, that we can't just put on a few items of armor, but we've got to put on the whole armor of God, like it said here in verse number 11, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And if we do that, we fight the battle, we stand the test, we get through one situation, we'll be stronger in the Lord for the next battle. And let me tell you, when Satan throws those fiery darts at us that we made mention of there in the scriptures, he doesn't just do it occasionally, but it's a constant battle. It's a constant, warfare that we've got against that of evil and that against Satan today. We need God. We need to be obedient unto him. We need to listen to the instructions of God. How do we get those, how do we get those instructions? We listen to the preached word of God. We listen to these men that have been inspired of God to tell us the truth, preach us the gospel. We can get instructions through that of the messages. We can get instructions through that of song, that of testimony or praying. There's many ways that we can get instruction from God how to be reminded how to put on that armor of God, what we need to put on. And I thought about this as I read this scripture. I believe it was in verse number 16. It said, above all, taking the shield of faith. And hey, we can't leave that shield to the side. I believe that's as important, if not the most important part of the armor of God, putting that shield of faith on this morning. This is a very important part of that armor of God. One works in conjunction with the other. One can't take place of the other. We can't eliminate one, leave one out, but every aspect of the warrior's garment, in other words, our armor that we need to put on as warriors for God to help us fight against Satan. He'll come at us day and night. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. It doesn't matter what you're involved in. It doesn't matter with him if you're up on top of the mountain, climbing the mountain, or down in the valley. He'll try to knock you off the peak of the mountain, or he'll try to suppress you, to keep you in that valley, keep you in that hard place, keep you in that low estate today. You say, preacher, there's not much relief from Satan, is there? No, there's not. That's why it's important to keep the armor of God on, to keep God first in our life. We need to keep God first in all aspects of our life. He can't be a part-time God to us. In other words, just don't call on him just when we need him, but keep him close to us when we're up on the mountain, when we are in a good place in our life. We'll keep him close when we can't hardly see the top of the mountain because of all the ricks or rocks and tunnels and hills that we got to climb over and through to get to the top of that mountain. That valley may seem very wide at times. It seems like we can't get from one side to the other. Hey, we're not in this thing alone. I thought about this when I'm down and out and discouraged. God always seems to send somebody by that helps pick me up. There's a help for you today. There's a help for me. All we got to do is open our eyes that we might see that help. We might reach out and, hey, we don't need to be ashamed this morning to reach out to our brothers and sisters in Christ and ask them to pray for us, ask them to help us along the way. And they'll do it. I believe men and women, boys and girls that are born again, children of God that love each other, they'll pray for you regardless of what they've got going on in their life. Hey, that's what being a Christian is all about. We can't always think about ourselves. Got to think about the brethren today. So I know we're just about out of time, and I want to make mention of that verse number 10-11. Once again, let me read that. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want us to go away today thinking about that and thinking about the whole armor of God and not just wanting to take half of it, but wanting to go with God all the way. Hey, God will be with us all the way. The Bible said even to the end of the world, he's with us in all situations. That's the message today. I want to thank you this morning for once again tuning in with us. We love you. We'll be praying for you, and I want you to listen as the Inspirations close us out with this another wonderful song, Jesus Is Mine. I want you to remember one thing, that all the love together that I can, the church can put together, God loves you more than all the love in the entire world. If you're lost today, he wants you to be saved. May God bless you is our prayer until we together again. We love you. Listen as they sing this song in closing.
I'm so happy as I travel on the bright road to glory land. And I'm living so my life for Jesus will shine. I'm rejoicing as I'm singing, traveling with an angel band. There's no sorrow in my heart, for Jesus is mine. Shouting and raising voices are raising glory divine.
All is glory divine.
Going to glory,
telling a story.
Jesus is
he
mine.
He is ever mine.
Heading for heaven, sins are forgiven. I'll not repine.
I shall not repine.
There is such gladness, there's no more sadness. Glory light
let
shine.
The glory light shine.
Singing and shouting, there's no more doubting. Love so divine.
Love is so divine.
Marching with the winners, toiling with the sinners, Jesus is mine.
He is surely mine.
I have been given treasures in heaven. I'll not repine.
I shall not repine.
Onward I'm going, happy in knowing Jesus is mine. I will reach that happy shore, where with friends and loved ones I, oh man, I will dine. I will forget my earthly trial and join in that happy band, singing and shouting on that shore, for Jesus is mine. Shouting and raising voices are raising glory divine. Glory light
let
shine.
The glory light shine.
Singing and shouting, there's no more doubting. Love so divine.
Love is so divine.
Marching with the winners, toiling with the sinners, Jesus is mine.
He is surely mine.
I have been given treasures in heaven. I'll not repine.
I shall not repine.
Onward I'm going, happy in knowing Jesus is mine.
The sinners, Jesus is mine.
He is surely mine.
I have been given treasures in heaven. I'll not repine.
I shall not repine.
Onward I'm going, happy in
knowing Jesus is mine.
Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.